any issue in terms of the fact that they didn't use BEV, and a lot of times we are using BEV? Does that change anything?
I don't know that it does. This obviously will be the subject of an upcoming study. I have no doubts that this will be the next question.
You think so?
Yes.
So what do you think it'll be? Carbo, Taxol, BEV, followed by maintenance, pemetrexed BEV, or what?
I think if this study is sponsored by industry, as opposed to a cooperative group or NCI, I think this may end up being a carboplatin pemetrexed bevacizumab trial, followed by either bevacizumab maintenance or pemetrexed and bevacizumab.
Without any taxane?
Yes. You could do this with the taxane also.
What are you doing right now in your own practice?
So I have been tempted to keep people or selected patients a little longer on chemo or to switch perhaps a bit sooner than I would otherwise. It's not too long ago, so I haven't had this opportunity come up very often, but it clearly has had an impact on the way I think about this disease. You know, the usual rule that we stop at 4 cycles, once in a blue moon we would push to 6 cycles, that is no longer as firm in my head as it used to be, so I'm sort of waiting for an opportunity to do this.
How often do the patients, I guess I'm assuming it's carbo, Taxol, BEV is your common regimen for those who are eligible. How often do people get out onto the BEV past the chemo, and how far do they get into that usually?
I think maintenance bevacizumab, even though it remains a very important question and a very practical issue for many people in practice, is used most of the time. So if a patient is able to complete 4 or 6 cycles of chemo plus bevacizumab without progression, the sense I have, not only from my practice but from others, is that the vast majority of those patients will continue on maintenance bevacizumab. I don't know the exact numbers, but...
No, that's what we're seeing in our patterns of care study. And I guess the question is, I mean, would it then make sense to think about bringing in pemetrexed on top of the BEV?
That's what the question is about, yes. And it's interesting because these are two... Well, we know the data for maintenance bevacizumab. But pemetrexed happens to be a drug that really lends itself to prolonged, sustained maintenance treatment, which most cytotoxic drugs are not quite appropriate.
What about the upfront combination of carbo, pemetrexed, and BEV?
So there's a study from Rush from Chicago showing excellent results. I don't know exactly the numbers, but it's a relatively well-tolerated combination. I have used it myself in certain patients that I wanted, for whatever reason, to avoid a taxane, and it's easy. And I have used that also in the salvage setting. You know, we have this, again, this principle, if you will, that we don't use combination regimens in the second line setting, which, believe me, it's probably appropriate for the vast majority of patients. But like any other rule, you know, there are exceptions, and the patient in front of you may be an exception. So I have used combination regimens in the second line. And if I have to do that, I will use carboplatin pemetrexed and sometimes add bevacizumab if that did not happen in the first-line setting.